USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Phoenix police officers and many civilians were injured after a shooting in North Phoenix. Police say the shooting took place at the Days Inn just west of Interstate 17 Sunday. Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams.
Upon arrival, a two-officer unit was met by gunfire. They engaged the suspect. He later retreated, and later the suspect was found dead.
A hydrogen leak and a close-by lightning storm may have delayed this morning's moon launch of the Artemis 1 by a few hours. In one of the more commanding runs in Little League World Series history, Hawaii capped off another championship over Curacao from the Caribbean region on Sunday afternoon, winning via the 10-run rule after a walk-off single in the fourth inning. 13-3 was the final. Visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARADIO at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARADIO.
President Biden, the uniter, is calling half of America fascists.
During a fiery DNC speech on Thursday, President Biden sounded off, saying an extreme mega philosophy is going to hurt the country, adding it's almost like semi-fascism. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan says these sorts of comments are not helpful to unite the country.
You know, I think it's that kind of divisive rhetoric on both sides that's really bad for America. And I've been talking about the toxic politics, and when if Republicans are calling Democrats socialists and communists, and we have the President of the United States calling Republicans fascists, I don't think it adds to the overall discussion. We all just talk about the differences we have on the issues and focus on the problems that most people in America want us to focus on.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Football League season officially begins 1 week from Thursday. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin has confidence in the FBI whistleblowers who've reportedly stepped forward to GOP investigators amid claims that the agency committed a host of violations in the Hunter Biden laptop case. The senator claims the files taken by the FBI may have contained incriminating evidence against the FBI.
To me, that's what this has always been about, a dispute over national records, presidential records, and the classification. And who has the authority to do so? I know that President Trump declassified a bunch of material at the tail end of his administration. Some of it was my belief it was going to be responsive to by subpoena of the FBI. And, of course, they never came clean. They never gave us all the information we wanted. So what I'm concerned about is that some of those documents might have been those responsive documents, might have had embarrassing, possibly incriminating information against the FBI. Now we're not going to ever see those again either.
Governor Kate Brown declared an emergency on Saturday morning. This cleared the way for additional resources to help fight the Rum Creek Fire. The Oregon State Fire Marshal's Office says this fire is burning in Josephine County. It's threatening lives, structures, and property. Allison Green with the Oregon State Fire Marshal on KATU 2 ABC.
There were over 700 personnel assigned to the fire, out there fighting the fire.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.